Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
If I cannot act like Malik al-Ashtar will, it is good. If I can get close to how he was, and I am hopeful that our country will become an Islamic one, that our youth become Muslims and devoted to Islam. The second command of Allah, the Blessed and Exalted, to Prophet Moses is remind them of the days of Allah. All days belong to Allah, but certain days have special characteristics because of which they become the days of Allah. The day on which the noble prophet migrated to Medina is the day of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, he said that those who claim that they are the Shia or the true followers of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and follow him should follow him in words, actions, writing, and other things. In this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is referring to the practical aspect of when we say we are following someone, when we say we are the Shia. Obviously, the word Shia means the follower. In the Quran, we have the Shia of Musa, Shia of Ibrahim. There are different words like the followers of the Ibrahim, followers of the Musa. So the Shia word, it means that the follower. And when we are ascribing us to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we say that we are the follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it means that we must follow him in the word, in action, in writing, and in all other things. We must follow him practically. That is the summary.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
There are people who say that they are the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who call themselves as the Shia. But whenever there is a practical aspect, whenever Islam needs them, we do not find them next to the Islam. You do not find them in the place where they should help Islam with their actions. For example, when other mu'mineen, other believers, they need their help, they're not helping them. Maybe financially, maybe they can support them psychologically, maybe they can just support them with the words. So practically, they should be there in order to help. For example, whenever there is a mustadhaf, there is someone who is oppressed in the world, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he used to raise his voice against the oppression. Therefore, his follower must also raise his voice for the oppressed ones. They should raise their voice against the oppression, against the oppressors, and they should be on the side of the oppressed ones. This is the character which we see from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at the life of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we see that he has justice in his life. Where is the justice in our life? Therefore, we must follow him in word, action, writing, and all other things, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
In the limelight.
German institutions repress Palestinians and supporters of Palestinian rights using legal harassment, smears, censorship, and violence. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Ali Abu Nima, journalist. This article is published under the heading Deutsche Welle illegally fired Palestinian journalist. German court rules. Here's the details. A court in Germany has declared that Deutsche Welle unlawfully fired a Palestinian journalist based on false accusations of anti-Semitism. Maram Salem was among a group of Arab journalists fired by the government broadcaster following an official smear campaign accusing them of anti-Jewish bigotry because of comments or criticisms about the fake regime of Israel. Recently, the labor court in Bonn ruled Salem's dismissal to be invalid. The Facebook posts she was accused of were not anti-Semitic, and the termination was unlawful, the court stated during the hearing, according to a statement provided by her lawyer, Ahmad Abed. Salem explained that she has long been an advocate for women's rights, human rights, and animals' rights, and the accusations hit her hard. She called on Deutsche Welle to take responsibility, publicly apologize, and retract the allegations, the statement adds. The court threw out the anti-Semitism allegations of investigators Ahmad Mansour, Sabine Losester, and Beatrice Mansour, the statement says. Ahmad Mansour, a Palestinian-German psychologist with close ties to the Israeli lobby, the Sabine Losester, a former German justice minister, were commissioned by Deutsche Welle to investigate alleged anti-Semitism at the channel. Mansour's anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, and pro-Israel views have made him a darling of German media and state-funded institutions. In February, Deutsche Welle fired Salem along with several other journalists based on their reports. Deutsche Welle, which masquerades as a champion of free speech and a free press, had tried to portray Salem's mention of illegal Israeli occupation as anti-Semitic, according to the statement from her lawyer. The verdict shows that the smear campaigns against Palestinian women like me or Nemi Al-Hassan can no longer succeed, Salem said, adding, "It was clear from the beginning that I am an innocent." Al-Hassan is a German journalist of Palestinian ancestry who had her science show cancelled by another broadcaster, Ron Funk. Al-Hassan's supposed transgression was liking Instagram post on the account of Jewish Voice for Peace, a well-known U.S.-based group that campaigns for Palestinian rights and opposes Zionism, the Zionist regime's state ideology. The Bonn Labor Court has made it clear that the strong accusations of anti-Semitism against Maram are without any basis, lawyer Abed said, adding, Deutsche Welle should now protectively stand in front of Maram instead of giving in to the agitation. The European Legal Support Center, a group that fights anti-Palestinian repression through litigation, hailed Salem's win as the first victory in the Deutsche Welle case. Farah Maragha, a Palestinian-Jordanian journalist fired amid the anti-Arab witch hunt, is also suing Deutsche Welle. Her case is still pending. German institutions repress Palestinians and supporters of Palestinian rights using legal harassment, smears, censorship, and violence. Germany's commitment to supporting the Zionist regime's crimes against Palestinians is so unyielding that it permits the Israeli regime to kill German citizens, including children, with total impunity. But in a hopeful sign that democracy and human rights may be possible, courts have been pushing back against anti-Palestinian repression. In another recent defeat for official censorship, the city of Stuttgart acknowledged that it has illegally removed information about a local Palestine support group from its website. The city has complied with a court ruling and reposted the information.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. While on that note, we have with us in our studio today Mr. Salman Akavi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University and an Islamic researcher in the Hafza Almi of Qum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, brother, in our previous session, we discussed about psychomotor skills, and the most important thing was parents need to get educated themselves before they are educating something to their child. Even they are, when they are feeding their children, they need to have proper information about the diet they are giving to their children, about the nutrition, about the amount of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, and all that. And apart from that, you said whatever a mother does, during a pregnancy has a definite impact on the baby who is in the womb. And that's why we may have in Islam that a pregnant woman should remain in ablution all the time, and she should recite as much as possible the Holy Quran and then many other recommendations that we have. Well, we have been generally talking about the domains of behavior and the relationships. Do we have anything left in those behavior?
Yes, I begin in the name of Allah Almighty, the Supreme Absolute Being. Yes, we were talking about the domains of behavior, the classification of behavior. So we talked about a few examples which are related to the behavior one has with oneself.
Yes.
In relation to managing behavior with oneself. So we said we were talking about the management and maintenance and development of the resources and the faculties which have been given to us by Allah Almighty,
yeah,
which are under our control. And in contrast to that, we yeah. have things which are not in our control. For yeah. example, time management. We need to teach our children how to manage their time.
Okay.
And of course, as I said, basically one of the principles that we all we have to follow throughout
yeah.
is that we have to set an example ourselves.
Yeah.
We want the child to take care of his mental and physical health. We should be doing it on ourselves
yeah.
and leading by example. We should expect the child to follow us in taking care of our health, physical, mm-hmm. mental.
As well as emotional state.
And emotional, of course, temperament, attitude, all of this comes from this emotional and emotional aspect of our existence. And if we are not well-tempered ourselves, well-mannered ourselves, how do we expect our child to be?
Okay, so do so you mean to say
one
like
of the golden principles is that we have to lead by example.
Do you mean to say if I as a child see my mother depressed, see my father like angry, curious, that all has impact on my development?
Of course.
Okay.
So I need to take so the mental health we have to take care of. We will talk about extensively in the future how to manage, how to learn, make a child learn to develop his mental health.
Okay.
We just gave an example that, for example, starting from the womb at a later stage, reading books and solving problems, issues.
Okay.
Physical health, being allowed to play about, let his energies flow,
okay.
not to suppress them. I mean, many parents don't want their children to be making a lot of noise in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what can they do? Especially in our day, in our today's time and environment, we have small apartments where we are living in. So we expect our children to remain quiet. We are suppressing their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want them to become good, mannered and tempered people in the future,
mm-hmm.
they have to be allowed to express their feelings.
Explore, yeah.
And
express.
They need to be inquisitive. They should be able to question. They should be look curious. They should be allowed to question you.
Yes.
If you want them to be cognitively
developed, mature.
You need to be to allow them to that to promote that.
You need to act as a stimulus, basically, for the
curiosity is inbuilt in human beings. You
yes.
have to allow that to expand and develop.
Yeah. And how can we do that? I'll ask you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're saying how can you manage mental development, emotional development, and physical development in your children as parents. Yes, brother.
Yes, so basically, we as a parent have to know about this. We have to explore ourselves, all the possible behaviors that are there out there which have to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a bigger picture in our minds. We're not just talking about mental health, we're talking about physical health. In mental health, we're talking about intellectual health. When we're talking about a child should be able to find out the truth.
Okay.
And to when he has found out the truth, he should be able to accept the truth.
Okay.
So that is also important. So many times...
So we have to develop the ability to research.
To research, to understand, to explore.
And to reach a certain conclusion.
And to reach a certain conclusion and be... and then
able to adopt and accept it.
And accept
that.
It.
Yeah.
Accepting the truth is very important. Many times we know the truth is out there. We know what it is, but we are not ready to accept it.
Of course.
It's the difference between knowing and accepting and having faith in them.
Having belief in
them. I mean, so many of the kuffar, they knew the truth.
Yes.
Even accepted the truth in the sense that they said, yes, we accept that. They didn't have faith because basically there was something inside them which was stopping them from doing
which
that.
Which has not, that has become a hindrance or obstacle in their faith.
So that's at a higher level. But even in daily affairs, we have so many quarrels, quarreling and conflicts in between human beings.
Yes.
And it starts from childhood.
Yes.
In childhood, quarrels and conflicts are not a big deal. But when one grows up and he's not able to manage this issue.
Now he has to manage.
We have so many political issues, so many political fighting and quarreling. We have religious issues. Where does that stem from? Because people are either not able to understand what the truth is.
Yes.
And once they know, they are not ready to accept it.
Okay. So it gets back to the same thing.
So we have to, at the very level of the childhood, we have to be able to create that mental capacity,
mm-hmm.
intellectually and emotionally, so that children, they have to see us. When we as parents, for example, we have a debate over something,
mm-hmm.
at the end we end it amicably and say, yes, I accept your point of view. You have made a very good argument. I accept that argument. Or the other way around.
Yes.
Or even if we are not ready to, I can't understand what you're saying, but I respect your views.
Yes.
We agree to disagree.
Okay.
So if that attitude is developed by ourselves as parents, then the child will learn to do that.
Child will definitely kind of develop into a kind of a hypocritic being because he's saying at the same time, I agree, and at the same time, he disagrees. So that's a hypocrisy.
That's an amicable way of conflict resolution. Of course, when I say we agree to differ, but we're respecting each other's point of view.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, one has to take the decision. The parent, the father has to be the leader.
Yes.
But the conflict resolution is done in a very amicable way. There's no quarreling. There's no mudslinging. They're not abusing each other.
Accept your point of view without a fight or a quarrel.
Without a fight or a quarrel.
I'll be talking to you on that note after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're saying how you can help your child in conflict resolution without a fight or quarreling.
So that needs intellectual capacities,
mm-hmm.
developing of the way how to argue, how to develop an argument, how to try to communicate your point of view. And then if you're not able...
For example, in certain societies, we have fathers who are dominant, who have a dominant nature, and they, by force, make something accept their wives. Or like when a child sees his mother accepting something as force, as like under quarrels and as a dominant thing, maybe he develops with the same quality.
Yes. I mean, in societies, in traditional societies, we say the father plays the
main and embodied main role.
It's true. Islam accepts that because he is supposed to be the head of the family. But the head of the family can't enforce things.
Yes.
He cannot force things. He has to enforce his opinion if it is correct, but he has to be able to communicate what he means. And he wants to develop an environment where they accept based on logic and reasoning.
He has to bring about reasons, logic.
Even when we go up to a higher level of society, when we're talking about the leadership at the top, the imam, the leadership concept of wilaya, even at that level, the Holy Prophet is commanded by Allah Almighty to have a consultation with his colleagues and his companions.
Yeah.
وَشَابِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ Consult them in those issues which are there in society, which you need to enforce Islamic laws and values about them. But how to do it? Consult with your...
Okay, so even if as a father you're the head of the family, you need have to consult.
You need to consult. You need to develop that ability in the child, especially when,
and
for example...
And when you consult in front of a child... He gets that self-importance.
Exactly. I mean, in the first place, he sees the father doing it with the mother.
Yeah.
Talking to her, consulting with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the imam at the top level is also commanded by Allah Almighty. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ لِلَّهِ You consult, make a decision, and then have faith and have... faith in Allah Almighty, trust Allah Almighty with your decision.
All these things should go in line.
So, I mean, the consultation is a way of giving them importance, developing their abilities,
to
making them feel that they are participating in the decision-making process.
Helping them.
And then at the end, the decision-taking is by the head.
Yes.
So that also comes down to this basic unit of society, that is the family.
Yes.
So if we want to develop a society based on wilaya, one of the very important aspects is consultation and participation of the whole society
that
in that
comes
decision.
Down to family.
So it comes to the family also. It has to start there. The mental development, the physical and the intellectual and emotional development has to start there.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was really a great discussion. That was really helpful. And we really had some important and new things to learn. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, you have any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also download our programs on our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Elephants are the largest living animals on earth that, in many cultures, are associated with good luck, wisdom, and fertility. But their overpopulation has become a matter of concern in the southeastern African nation of Malawi.
We want to reduce the population of elephants in this park, in Luanda National Park, because currently we have 600 plus elephants in this park. We would be comfortable, ecologically speaking, that is, to have 300 elephants in this park.
Officials say they will relocate 250 elephants from a national park in a southern town to another park by the end of July. They say the plan is part of a national conservation initiative to maintain healthy habitats in the country's national parks, establishing viable elephant populations and ensuring the prosperity of local communities around the parks are said to be the other aspects. Residents say the elephants often stray into their gardens and damage their crops. Authorities had relocated some 300 elephants from the same town in 2019.
A zoo in Mexico City celebrates the birthday of two very special residents, bringing cheers and excitement to visitors. Chinese pandas Xin Xin and Xuan Xuan have turned 35 and 33, becoming the oldest pandas in human captivity. China gifted their ancestors to Mexico back in 1975 to boost the relationships between the two countries. Later on, and thanks to the hard work of caretaker teams, 8 cubs were born from the parents. Zoo officials say for them, learning the A to Z of panda care was a long journey.
The pandas living in Chapultepec, Xuan Xuan and Xin Xin, turned 35 and 33 years old, respectively. When their parents arrived, we didn't know much about pandas, so vets and biologists had to follow recommendations from those who took care of giant pandas in the People's Republic of China. From then on, we evolved. We found new and better diets and daily care practices such as vaccine administration or parasite removal. Then they started to breed, which was quite a success since it was the first panda that was born and which survived named Toy.
The birthday celebration has coincided with the zoo's 99th foundation anniversary. A panda's normal lifespan is estimated at about 15 to 20 years for those out in nature and about 30 years for the ones in human care. But the good news is, despite their old age, Xuan Xuan and Xin Xin are in perfectly good shape. A goat in the Pakistani city of Karachi has made the headlines for its not-so-ordinary looks. The animal owns strikingly long ears. Simba was only born last month, and his ears have already reached the length of 54 centimeters. The goat's breeder, Muhammad Hassan Narejo, says he has approached Guinness World Records to see if Simba can be included as the greatest of all time, or the goat, for this peculiar feature. The kid is in the center of attention, so he receives all sorts of help to live a smoother life. This includes a special harness for his ears and daily religious rituals to wish him good health. The breeder says that by promoting Simba's image, he is trying to introduce Pakistan as a major goat breeding nation.
The sky is the limit for wind sports in Iraq's Kurdistan region as members of the paragliding team launched into the sunset. Tourists have also come to watch team members bravely run towards the edge of the cliff of Mount Asmar. They usually take off facing the west to catch the sunset and then glide down towards the grey green meadows. The windy landscape around Iraq's northeastern city of Sulaymaniyah is a hot spot for paragliding. Participants of the sport say it requires a lot of physical strength and mental concentration. Some say their favorite aspect of the activity is the intense silence when flying high above the ground. There are many big restaurants with Michelin stars awarded based on their quality. But you will be amazed to know that an eatery located in a tiny village in Greenland also has this badge of honor, making it the world's most remote Michelin-starred restaurant. This eatery in the village, which is home to only 53 people, serves you what it gets from its immediate surroundings. Looking out over the chilly North Atlantic, customers taste a variety of local products, ranging from whale skin to an Arctic bird whose entire wing, including feathers, is on the plate. The restaurant is so remote that you can only reach there by boat through floating icebergs. the head chef, says he forages for wild berries, flowers, and herbs every day since the menu largely includes local flavors.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A young British artist has found an incredible way to create art using not pen or paper, but typewriter. Symbols and letters are turned into complex drawings by this 25-year-old's adept fingers, gaining him attention online. London-based James Cork, who studied architecture, used to draw portraits. But that all changed when he discovered his now signature tool, the typewriter, in 2014. He says the idea came to his mind when he came across Paul Smith, an artist from the 1920s, who produced similar work. Initially, Cook thought it impossible, but he gave it a try. Now, after 8 years, he can draw complex images from Hollywood star Tom Hanks to the London Eye or the Millennium Bell. But while his works appear flawless to viewers, Cook says it never gets any easier and that it's always a challenge for him.
There's something really satisfying about kind of using this sort of limited palette of... You basically have about 44 keys on a typewriter on average. So you've got to kind of puzzle piece those letters, numbers, punctuation marks together to make a drawing.
Recently, online interest has encouraged Cook to pursue his passion. People donate their typewriters to Cook, who gives these machines a second life. He now has a collection of more than 40 typewriters dating from the early 20s.
Colombia's long hunt for a fabled Spanish ship, San Jose Galleon, that sank centuries ago, comes to an end. But the mission leads to two more nearby shipwrecks filled with treasures.
We have found two additional ships, one ship that is from the colonial period and another that, from the point of view of preliminary analysis, corresponds to the Republican period of our history. We also have related vessels, around a dozen similar boats, that will be located by our Navy.
The colonial-era vessels were found near Colombia's Caribbean port of Cartagena. A remotely operated vehicle reached 900 meters beneath to capture the shipwrecks and treasures inside them. San Jose Galleon sank in a deadly battle against English warships in 1708, taking with it billions in treasure. The Colombian president says the findings will be preserved and protected until extraction is done completely. The riches will then be displayed in museums.
Colombian scientists managed to reproduce an endangered species of frog, bringing it back from the brink of extinction. The scientists were able to reproduce 29 specimens of Lehman's poison frog after years of investigations and experiments using a lab built specifically for this species. They have released the frogs into the Colombian Pacific region with the hope of starting its repopulation.
We observe how the frogs adapt to this ecosystem, which is theirs, but it is a constant monitoring. And the idea is that of these first 29 frogs at the moment, there are many more little frogs, and now we can tell the world that they are not in danger of extinction.
The scientists, however, warn that this particular species of frog is very difficult to reproduce or maintain under human care. They are also worried about the illegal trade of the frogs, which has already played a key role in pushing the rare species towards extinction. Colombia is home to over 700 frog species, more than any other country in the world except Brazil.
in Brazil, a 100-year-old man has broken the world record for the longest spell working at a single company. Walter Orthman has entered the Guinness World Record books for working at the same fabric company for an astonishing period of 84 years. He started on the factory floor before moving into administration and later on into the sales management. Despite his extraordinary accomplishment, Orthman's advice for those looking for a long and fulfilling professional life is surprisingly routine.
You have to like to work. I started to work with that willingness and fighting spirit. You also have to start working on something you like to do. You can't just do any job to say that you're working. That doesn't work. You're not going to be able to stand it. You have to look for a job that you like to do. And there, you won't even feel the time passing. That's what happened with me. I started working here, and I liked it. I worked my way up from point to point until I got to the position I'm in today.
Orthman says his secret to a long life and breaking the record is having a healthy lifestyle and staying away from junk food. He says he avoids sugar and salt as much as possible and tries to keep a diet that is healthy for the mind and soul. In order to stay sharp, Orthman says he does stretches and maintains physical activity. With soaring fuel prices, the importance of solar-powered vehicles is on the rise. Now a Kashmiri math teacher has gone viral for creating a car powered by solar energy. The car, which is fully covered with solar panels, uses sunlight to charge its battery. The vehicle also has a braking system that regenerates power to its batteries. The inventor of the car, Bilal Ahmed, says he has spent about $19,000 for his project and has not used external funds.
It was my dream to invent a solar car for the people of Kashmir. It took me 13 years to complete my dream. I'm thankful to the Almighty I succeeded in this project.
Bilal says he has built the car manually and without any automation. He hopes to put his fully automatic car into mass production to create jobs for local people.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to our Quranic sessions.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat.
So, alhamdulillah, we learned what the rule idgham is and different types of idgham. Idgham with gunna and idgham
without gunna.
Great. And the nasal sound, gunna itself, now we will explain it, okay? So the nasal sound, or gunna in Arabic that we say, it is actually a nasal sound, okay? That you do not produce the sound from your mouth. rather you produce the sound from your nose, okay? So I remember one thing, that whenever you apply the rule idgham with ghunna, okay, you have to prolong this ghunna sound. At least two counts, okay? Two counts. You have to prolong the sound. For example, we have the word min or may. Min plus ya, okay, may. Look, how do I apply the rule idgham with ghunna and that prolong it, okay? May. May. The noise or the voice comes, okay, from my nose, okay, nasal sound. May yartad. May. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي Okay, مَنْ Or تَنْوِين plus واو سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا سِرَاجًا Look, I merge تَنْوِين into واو, okay? The تَنْوِين will have the sound of the letter واو. And also there is a غُنَّة. What was that غُنَّة? Nasal sound. Whenever you merge, okay? That wow sound, okay? That wow sound comes from your nose. If you close your mouth, again, you produce that sound, okay?
Yeah,
but to produce it, to pronounce it correctly, you have to, your mouth should be open, okay? That's it. Very easy and simple, okay? That's the ghunna. All right?
Yes.
Now, let's practice some examples. I will read the examples. Please repeat after me, okay? Then we'll go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Falan nazidakum.
Falan nazidakum.
Okay, everyone? Falan nazidakum.
Falan nazidakum.
Okay, now. Falan nun sakin. Nazidakum nun. So, what rule do we have to apply?
Idgham.
Because yarmalun nun. With ghunna or without ghunna?
Without
ghunna. That's wrong, right?
Yes.
Yes.
with ghunna. Yamun, okay?
Yes.
Yamun. The word, the letters ya, wow, and mim and nun. So, with this four letters, okay, we have with ghunna. So, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ We do not change anything to anything else, okay? Because nun, both are nun. Nun is sakin, then the mutaharik letter is as well, nun. We change nun to nun, again the same, okay? Yes? So, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ
فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ
Great. The next example in the surah Zalzala, okay? The last two ayahs. فَمَيْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ Right? We have ya. So how do you say this?
فَمَيْ
Is it idgham with ghunna or without ghunna?
Without
ghunna. Without ghunna. Because it's the letter ya, yes?
Yes.
And you're wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Yamun. Ya, yamun. With ghunna.
Yes.
With ghunna. Yeah. Okay. So, فَمَيْ يَعْمَلْ
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
Great. خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
خَيْرًا يَرَهْ
Great. So, next word. مِنْ مَسَدْ
مِنْ مَسَدْ
مِنْ مَسَدْ With غُنَا or without غُنَا?
With
غُنَا. مِنْ مَسَدْ
مِمْ مَسَدْ
Okay, great. Next word. مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ
مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ
Yeah, do not put yourself into difficulty, okay? For the nasal sound, okay? Simple. مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ
مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ
Do not try to make your mouth like in a different shape, okay? No, just simple.
مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ
مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ أحسن. Examples for تنوين, okay? Bardan wala.
Bardan wala.
You apply the rule idgham, okay? With ghanna or without ghanna, you have to apply. So I read the example, you apply the rule. Bardan wala.
Bardan wala.
No, with ghanna, you have to apply.
Yes.
Bardan wala.
Bardan wala.
I told you that you have to prolong the sound for two counts. Bardan wala. Right?
Yes.
Bardan wala.
Bardan wala.
Merge them, really kind of merging, okay? A special merging. Merge them, okay?
Bardan wala. Bardan wala.
Right, next example. Jaza'an min.
Jaza'an min.
Min. Jaza'an min.
Jaza'an min.
Okay, now. Jaza'an min rabbika.
Jaza'an min rabbika.
Min rabbika. So, jaza'an with ghunna. Min rabbika without ghunna. So, if I recite this way. Jaza'an min rabbika.
It's wrong.
This is wrong.
No, wrong.
Yes. Yes. Without ghunna. When the letter ra comes, okay, it's without ghunna.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا right جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا Let's recite this ayah.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا
عطاء تنوين ح حسابا ح is from which
إظهار
إظهار the rule إظهار throat letters
throat
yes
letter, yes
great عطاءً حساباً like the exceptional words in idgham yes
yes
yeah we do not apply any in the rule just the noon or tanween tanween okay must be the same
yes
so next example قلوبٌ يومئذٍ
قلوبٌ يومئذٍ
superb mashallah bravo قلوب يومئذ
قلوب يومئذ
That's great. So this one يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ ناعمة
يومئذ
You listen to the reciters, okay? Sometimes they like beautify a lot, okay? When it comes to apply the rule idgham.
يَوْمَئِذٍ
نَاعِمَةٌ Like this. They beautify the sound, okay? With the idgham.
Yes.
So, idgham with ghunna, this nasal sound, okay, is just something beautifies, okay? Yes. The words of the Quran.
Yes.
So, جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا They will purify, okay, so much. Now, that's all about tanween examples and noon ساكن examples. So, now it's time to go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah. But I think you have a question, yes?
Yes, sir. You say Ibrahim applies when... One letter
merges.
We merge one letter to another letter.
Yeah. So, when the tanween or nun ghunna is
tanween or nun sakin, yeah.
Nun sakin is sakin.
Yeah, they are
they saakin. Are saakin, yeah. They yeah. come with a mutaharrik letter.
Yeah, a mutaharrik letter is after.
Yeah, after yeah. them.
So that mutaharrik letter is one of those six letters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we will apply ma, la, wa, nun. Yes. So you apply the rule idgham here.
Mm-hmm.
Either with gunna or without gunna. If that mutaharrik letter is the letter ra or lam, without gunna. Just merge them.
Mm-hmm.
Just only merging. We have merging plus gunna. But here, when the letter ra or lam comes, only merging, delete that gunna. Okay, no gunna. Only merging. Mir rabbika. Mallahum. For example. Okay? But whenever the letter ya, waw, noon, mim comes after the noon, sakin, or tanween, idgham plus gunna, both of them. That's also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As we will apply now, inshallah, all of them in Surah Al-Ghashi. Ready?
Yes.
Go to Surah yes. Al-Ghashi.
Yes.
So, respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us, page 592 in my Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة.
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة.
Great. وجوه. There were three steps to go for the تنوين أولون ساكن rule. Yes. The first step was to find.
The
noon is akin or
tanween.
Second step, look for the next letter,
yes.
mutaharrik letter. The third step,
apply
one of those four rules. Yes. That's easy. All right.
Yes.
Do you have any questions? Yes.
No.
Inshallah. After a break, okay, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
IRIB English Radio. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.